is on his feet at the moment, all sorts of things going on. We'll bring him up to date later on in the programme. It's all done and dusted, and it's all a bit of a mess and long-winded at the moment. Right, 7 minutes past one with Mike. It is 1, 2, 3. I'm joined in the studio by my guest, a very, very lovely young lady, who puts lovely, lovely pictures on Facebook and other social media. It just looks gorgeous. She's here today. She is a holistic nutritional therapist. She is a raw food specialist as well. And what more, on top of all of that, she's bought me food. So good afternoon, Stella. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon. Right, let's go back to the very, very beginning. How did you... You're not a vegetarian, are you? You're a vegan.
Yes.
What's the difference? Because I don't know.
Okay, the difference between vegetarian and vegan is vegetarians still eat cheese, eggs and other animal products.
Right.
Vegans don't eat any animal, anything that comes from an animal.
Right, so you only eat fruit and cereal-based and vegetables, etc.
Yeah, things that come from the earth, basically.
Right.
Although I do kind of consider myself more now as a vegan.
A vegan?
A vegan, because I do actually
eat raw...
Sounds
like you have the odd burger.
I do eat raw honey, natural honey, local honey. So.
Oh, a vegan, right.
A vegan, yes.
Okay. Now, is this something you've always done, or sometime in your life you made that decision, and why did you make that decision to do that? Was it because you didn't like the food, or because you didn't like, you know, killing animals to eat?
Yeah. Okay, since a child I've never really been that fond of eating meat. It was something that kind of was put upon me, really, you know, because that's the way that we should do it. And then as I got older and could make my own choices, I, you know, ate less and less meat products, drawn more towards eating vegetables. But then as I got older, I was drawn more towards cutting out dairy products because of more the ethical side of things. I started to question myself, you know, when you're eating eggs and dairy, how are these animals being treated, you know? And unfortunately, it's not kind of most of our food now. You don't just pop along to your local farmer so you can see the animals, you know? So I started to question these things as well, which is... It was 2 years ago on the 1st of April. I just kind of made a little decision to give it a go, cutting out dairy.
Okay.
So I put a little post-it note, dairy-free from the 1st of April, and didn't really know where it was going to go from there.
So even if you went to, say, you went to a local farm around here and you saw that the chickens were being well kept and looked happy, etc., you wouldn't buy or eat an egg from there?
Possibly. It is something that is kind of... I've been vegan now for... it was coming up for 2 years. 1st of April is my vegan birthday. And it is something that possibly eggs I would consider if I could see the chickens well looked after.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, the longer, you know, I've kind of been following this diet, the less... inclined I am to want to eat those foods.
Okay. And how does that fit in with family life? Because, do the rest of your family maybe not be vegetarians or if you've got children, how does that work?
It works well because both of my girls are pretty much, Charlotte is, my younger girl, is definitely vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Yasmin has become vegetarian over the last few months completely. The only thing, last thing she kind of was given up was chicken.
Right, okay.
Which seems to be for a lot of people. Chicken and fish seem to be the difficult ones for people to give up. I just do alternatives, really, for the family. And I make lots of vegan cakes and
I've seen them. They look great. We'll come on to that in a minute. What I was going to say was that is one criticism of being a vegetarian or a vegan that, you know, it's dull. Is that all you're going to eat? You're just going to eat tomatoes and salad all day. That's boring. You obviously took a decision not to be boring and you decided to do your own stuff. And how did you do that? Are you totally self-trained or did you do a lot of research or what?
A bit of both. I'm quite creative in the kitchen. My mum used to do a lot of cooking with me. My nan, it's kind of in our blood, in our family. So I love getting out in the kitchen and getting creative. But I have also done some training with some very good people as well. Russell James, the raw food chef. Amy Levin with the raw chocolate. I went up and done a workshop with Karen Nola as well, as another raw food lady. So I kind of did get stuck in there and really, do some proper research, go and do some workshops with some, decent people that got a lot of knowledge. And then just with my own bits and pieces that you pick up, you know, buying books, research. We're so lucky now to have the internet, you know. When I kind of first got onto this journey, there wasn't really the internet around, you know. So it's all at the click of a button now if you want to get creative, isn't it?
And then you took the decision to really launch your own business, didn't you? Tell us about that, because that's called Edius. Is that right?
Edius,
and I did look this up, is the Roman goddess of fine food and banqueting. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
Very good name. So how long has that been going, and how is it going?
Edesia's Banquet is reasonably new, the actual concept. The raw food workshops and services that I've been offering has come around over the last couple of years. But I've actually been teaching, you know, cooking workshops for an association called the WEA, the Workers' Educational Association, and I teach adults in various schools, colleges. I've worked with people with disabilities, all sorts across the board, children's centres, where I've been teaching, you know, cooking and some raw foods in there, so like a smoothie workshop or living food workshop and things like that. But the Edesia's Banquet she's recently been born. I'm really looking forward to kind of getting that really off the ground, you know.
So how are you going to do that? Are you going to go around and demonstrate your food? Are you going to go to, you know, small markets and have stalls, etc.?
Yes, I've got... I'm actually going to be speaking at the VegFest, the Life Wellbeing Hub. I've got two talks that I'm doing there on the 11th of May, 23rd of May, sorry, in Bristol, and the 28th of September in London. So that's really good. I'm so excited about that.
I bet you are.
Yeah, it's a really big event. You know, it's a vegan and vegetarian's heaven. And I'm also providing, Odysseus Banquet is providing the food for the Truth Awareness Group conference on the 23rd of August, where myself and a friend of mine, Chris, is helping me. We're going to be feeding about 180 people vegan foods. So going to be really interesting, and also carrying on to run my own courses. But I really love sharing the simplicity.
We're going to share that in a minute. I'll tell you what, I'm going to play a quick break and then we're going to come back and then we're going to eat.
What's happening in Brentwood? Where are those police vans going? When will those roadworks ever end? Will we ever get a new cinema on that site? Most local news doesn't appear on TV, online, or in the national press. For that, you need a quality local newspaper. The Brentwood Gazette, full of features, stories, events, tweets, listings, and all the things important to you. The Brentwood Gazette is written for Brentwood people and read by 54,000 residents every week. The Brentwood Gazette, for news and views you won't find anywhere else.
Don't get confused, Bubba Love. Yes, it is Making Memories. And you'll be making memories with me every Saturday between 3 and 6 at Phoenix FM on the Eric Hall Sports Saturday Show. We'll be making memories with some sporting legends and with some showbiz legends.
I hope I give them a good show.
Make sure you listen, Bubba. I need the listeners.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Let me just quickly do the travel news, because there was as
Phoenix
in.
FM travel news in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Yeah, I had big problems this morning. Big problems. I got stuck. I was in Epping this morning. Basically, what's happened? This is right in the High Street in Epping. It was a burst water main. That's what I think it was anyway. And the queue coming southbound into Epping was virtually back to the M11. It was horrendous. And it was horrendous because the traffic light signal system they put in place only really gave, for southbound traffic, only gave about 3 or 4 cars to get through, and then 50 cars coming the other way. It was madness. It took me an hour. Horrendous journey. But it's still there, and it is back to Palmer's Hill at the moment. So if you can avoid High Street Epping, do so. Big problems there. Woodhill Road in Sandon, both ways at Hulls Lane, is blocked. Delays there because of an overturned vehicle and recovery work. Right, much closer to home. It just happened as well. There is a lorry has turned down Nags Head Lane. And he's over 14 foot. He shouldn't have gone down there. No way should he have gone down there. He missed the sign and he's stuck now because it's roadworks, single lane traffic. He's going to have to reverse all the way up. I'll try and find out how that one's going a little bit later on. But stay tuned and we'll keep you up to date with all the travel information.
The Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood. Exceptional care, exceptionally affordable.
Stan, do we eat well enough, or do we eat badly, do you think, as a nation?
As a nation, I think there's a lot of misinformation. So I think it's lack of knowledge, you know, so people are not really sure what they should or shouldn't eat.
I mean, only this week, wasn't it? Now, fatty food's apparently good for you, and butter is better than flour, apparently.
Yes.
But last week, coffee was going to kill you, and the week before that, tea was going to kill you. It just seems endless false stories coming out. Where are you with all that?
For me, it's what I like to be able to share with people is to make these things simple, to clarify. And really, to make things simple, it's about eating as naturally as possible.
Mm-hmm.
If you wander around the supermarkets, most of those foods didn't really exist kind of 80, 90 years ago.
Or their availability either, you know.
Definitely.
All year round stuff, isn't
yeah.
it? You've got so
yeah.
much all year round stuff. So you can get Brussels in the middle of summer now, can't
definitely.
You?
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, that's the way the world works, doesn't it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Do you find that difficult to shop as well?
No, I go to my local greengrocers. There's two really good greengrocers near me. I'm really lucky. Some of their stuff is organic, but a lot of it is locally grown. And we also grow our own as well. We've got our own allotment and polytunnel and stuff.
Now, so. That's just as much fun, though, isn't it, to grow your own as well?
Definitely.
I've stuck some seed potatoes in this year. My potatoes are sort of, sometimes they're really good and sometimes they're terrible. Onions I used to be good at my old house. But anyway, we go back. You bought some chocolate today. Tell me about that, because I'm going to try some, aren't I?
Okay, yes. I've bought
What is this?
I've bought you a raw chocolate cake.
What do you mean by raw chocolate cake?
Okay. So if food is raw, it's not been heated above 115 degrees centigrade.
Right.
So it's still considered raw, whole, living. You know, it's not been processed or heated. So it's still got all the nutrients there. So it's a really, you know, good, healthy food for you.
Okay.
So
let's try.
And that's the raw chocolate cake is made with almonds, nuts. It's made with raw chocolate, raw cacao powder, which is full of magnesium. And it's got some dates in there. And it's also got a chocolate buttercream on the top that doesn't contain any butter. It's made with coconut oil, which is a good fat, really, really good fat. There's a lot of research done into coconut oil at the moment. Some cacao powder and a little bit of raw honey.
Mike Jones has just passed out. It's delicious. As soon as you say coconut, people know me that I've got this huge aversion to coconut. It doesn't mean you harm.
Mm.
I can't eat a Bounty.
Oh, okay.
I've got a mouthful now as well.
But it hasn't got the coconut flavour, the coconut oil.
No, that's lovely. It's absolutely. There's no eggs.
No eggs, no sugar.
No sugar.
No flour. So it's completely unrefined, you know, and small amounts of this is, you know, reasonably good for you, as opposed to a big chunk of chocolate cake that's full of, you know, refined, processed.
I can't drink it. I can't ask you quite. I hear that coming up.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Well, yeah, if you're watching on the webcam, see what a mess I made of that. I've got chocolate everywhere. That was absolutely lovely. So no eggs, no flour, no sugar. That's very, very good indeed. And I've seen you on Facebook, etc. You've got piles and piles of all this beautiful-looking chocolate. So you've taken chocolate beans in their raw state and then moulded and created and done all sorts of things with them then.
Yes. Yeah, the cacao beans, I actually buy it in a powder form that comes from Peru or Ecuador. So it's all organic and certified organic and raw, and also fair trade as well, so you know that no one's suffering for that. With that, I also use cacao butter.
Okay, which is the fatty. While you're speaking, I'm just showing these. I'm just showing on our webcam. There are these delicious. They're just beautiful, very beautiful. Ooh, very nice.
They're quick to make as well. The cakes are really quick to make. No cooking, obviously, so not much mess. So, so with the cacao chocolate, you use the cacao butter, which is the fat from the cacao bean, the cacao chocolate, which is the nuts ground into powder. And then you use unrefined sugars, such as you can use coconut sugar, you can use honey, you can use dates, you know, you could use fruits, soft, like dried fruits as well, raisins, you know. So it's very simple to make. Because it's you don't use an oven or anything, you know, it makes it all very quick, not much cleaning up to do, just a bowl. And with the cacao butter and the cacao powder, you can just use a double boiler method. So you just use hot water in a bowl, mm-hmm. and then place another bowl inside that, just to make a really quick, simple chocolate. But the longer I've kind of got into this, I'm now got into the real kind of proper stuff, which
You're
is tempered.
Really getting into something. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's taking it through a crystallization process, which then turns it more into a commercial-like chocolate, which is a little piece of what I've brought you here today.
There will now be a short interval while I eat some more chocolate.
And as you can see, that snaps like real chocolate.
Okay, let's try this. There we are on the webcam. There you go, like that. Let's play a record. Oh, come on. Shut up and give me whatever you got.
My mind is playing tricks on me. It's the same as it's always been. Seeing things out the corner of my eye. Well, are you gonna be my guy? Crazy love.
Liza, Liza and I. Famous till the day that we die. Mama made it so hard to try.
In old money or new money, whatever you like. It's time for the news headlines, whatever.
Hitting the headlines first for your area. This is Phoenix FM.
The Chancellor is still on his feet, but he's just announced that the personal allowance will rise to £10,500 from April next year. In his budget, the Chancellor has also revealed beer duty is to be cut by 1p a pint for the second year running, and he's scrapping the increase in fuel duty planned for September. New ISAs will be introduced from July with an annual limit on tax-free savings of £15,000. And tax on bingo halls will be halved to 10% to protect jobs and communities. In other news, police believe a sex attacker who targeted young girls in Portugal may be linked to Madeleine McCann's disappearance. The lone man abused 5 7- to 10-year-olds during break-ins at holiday homes in the Algarve in the 3 years before Madeleine went missing in 2007. An inquiry has been ordered by Malaysian officials after chaotic scenes at the latest news conference in the disappearance of flight MH370 saw a woman knocked to the floor. That came as authorities announced that data on the pilot's flight simulator had recently been deleted. And in sport, Andy Murray, I've got chocolate in my teeth, that's what it is. Andy Murray will no longer be coached by Ivan Lendl. It's said to be a mutual decision. Lendl helped Murray produce the most successful period of his professional career to date. We'll have all these stories full at the top of the hour.
This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, and my guest has returned. I've cleaned my teeth, most of it anyway, because I've got all this lovely chocolate on it. Stella, you've done me proud. What are you working on next? You're trying to expand your business, obviously, and get the message out there.
Yes. Yeah, my passion is sharing the message and helping people to heal themselves, get back to health, and just feel good. Yeah, there's so much kind of guilt attached to food as well. A lot of the time, a big part of what I help people with is exploring their relationships with food as well, because sometimes it can be a bit of a downward spiral for people. They eat things that they feel are bad or they shouldn't have had, and then that makes you feel bad, and then the next day you get up and you eat more of the bad food.
Yeah, okay.
So it's
I know you're also talking to people who are obviously not vegetarians or vegan, but you're just talking about normal. Talk to me, for example, because I've got a passion for food. I love to cook. I cook all the time, every time, and you wouldn't want to be married to me, because in the kitchen I don't allow anybody near me. And I also make I cooked in a fire station for 30 odd years, and the lads would let me cook, but they washed up because I just created. I was just messy. I'm so still messy now, but I do love to cook, and I watch a lot of cookery programs. But I probably do eat the wrong things sometimes. I do try and be healthy. I use the right oils and etc. And I do. I roast. Talking of vegetables, I like to roast a lot of vegetables as well, because they're just so good. And I've got hot herbs in the garden, and mix basil up and all that sort of stuff.
Brilliant.
So I think I'm fairly good.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I think it's about balance, okay? And that's one of the things that I really like to share. The other thing that I'm kind of into is Tai Chi, and I teach Tai Chi. And part of the Tai Chi is the philosophy of health, which is all about balance. And that's really kind of simplifies everything for you. And yeah, what you're saying is, that's really the key. The key to health is about balance. And there shouldn't be foods that are good or bad or evil or, it's just about balancing that out. So as long as you're eating wholesome foods, vegetables, grains, meat, if you're eating meat, fair enough. If that's what you want to do, we're all entitled to do what we want to do, what makes you feel good. We're all unique. That's the other thing, which really comes across when you're helping people with the nutrition side of it, is how unique you are. And that's what really differentiates a holistic nutritionist to a dietitian as such, because it's about dealing with the individual and what suits you. You might not feel good on my diet, and I'm not going to probably feel good, eating yours.
Do people find it difficult? Stella and your partner come over for dinner. What are we going to give them? Because they don't eat this and they don't eat that. Is that a difficulty?
Or don't you get invited? Yes, that happens too. For some people, it's difficult. For some people, it's can be annoying for them. For others, it's more about they feel awkward because they want to provide for you and they don't quite know what to provide. So that's where my book's going to come into it, because I'm in the process of sorting out a book.
Wow, are you?
Yes.
Well, there's another young Southend lady who's bought out a book recently, and she's number one in the top sellers at the moment. She was a guest on the show not that long ago, Jack Munro.
Brilliant. I love Jack.
Yeah, yes. So she's been a guest on this program, an old friend, and look at the success she's had, etc. Yeah. And that's on a different angle, isn't it?
That's
on the budget.
But I do cover that angle as well.
Right, okay.
Because one of the courses that I teach in the schools and colleges is healthy cooking on a budget.
Right.
And I come from a place of being on a really, really tight budget and trying to be healthy. That's where I come from. So, I love the whole budget thing and going out there and, with the juices and things, you can go out, go when the supermarkets are getting close to closing, or the time of day, find your supermarket, the time of day they start to mark things down, go and buy a load of stuff to juice. Find your local farmer's market.
Are you a whizzer?
Yes.
I've got a whizzer, you see, and I love making soups, you see. There's nothing more than I like. Oldies, mentioning no names, it rhymes with oldie. they do like a massive punnet of mushrooms that don't look that great, to be honest, but red onion, mushrooms, vegetable stock, homemade vegetable stock, whiz it all up.
Lovely.
Bit of cream as well, isn't it?
Brilliant. Well, I just replace that with either soya cream or coconut cream. But I love making mushroom soup,
lovely.
A few fried onions, like you say, a bit of herbs. And it takes 5 minutes, isn't it? And that's a healthy, nutritious meal,
My other half, Lisa, likes soya milk, but I can remember when my daughter Amy was a baby, we couldn't get her to drink normal milk, breast milk or cow milk. So the doctor said, I'll try soya milk. Well, she wouldn't eat it. And so I tried it and I nearly was horribly on it myself. It's definitely a desired taste.
It is a desired taste and it is quite processed. So I make my own nut milks. So you can make milks from almonds, hemp seeds, linseed, all sorts of things. Sesame seeds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So if we want to find out more about you and how can we learn from you then, how do we do that? What's the best way of doing that?
Okay, I have a blog, which is Healthy Spirit, Mind, Body at WordPress. If you put in Google Stella Phillips blog, health blog, it will come up there. And come onto my page, Odysseus Banquet on Facebook. I'm often sharing recipes, and if I'm up to anything, it kind of goes on my blog or onto my Facebook page. And like I say, we'll have a book coming out reasonably soon, and I hope there to debunk some things, help people if they've got a guest coming over that's vegetarian or vegan, what can I feed that guest? You know, what is vegan food? You know, because a lot of people don't really understand what it is.
You just made me think this, another question. How good are veggie burgers? You know, the frozen cheap stuff you buy, are they just really poor or are they good?
I always say it's kind of the better of two evils, unfortunately, nowadays. So if you had a kind of cheap meat burger or you had a cheap veggie burger, the cheap veggie burger is going to be better for you than the cheap meat burger.
There's also a difficulty, though, that somebody will go, right, I'm cooking my cheap beef burgers. Right, put those to one side. Oh, Stella's coming over. Bang, in goes the veggie burger in the oil. And that will give you a problem, wouldn't it?
Yes, I don't really like to eat things that have been cooked in the same fat. So if you've got guests coming over, keep a separate pan. You know, like my family, they'll say, we've done a separate load of potatoes, not done in the animal fat or whatever. Yeah, keep a separate pan.
But for roasting
or for frying or whatever you're doing. Obviously, separate spoons as well. Don't mix your meat dish and then go over and mix the veggie dish in the same spoon.
So what would you roast your potatoes in then?
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil, not olive oil, I use.
Yeah, coconut oil is really good because it doesn't turn into a trans fat once it's heated. So trans fat, you know, you said earlier on about the saturated fat thing.
Yes, yeah.
You're better off having a small amount of saturated fat, which is a natural fat, than a trans fat. A trans fat is something that is, say, for instance, corn that's then been turned into an oil. So it's gone through the high heat and a processing. Then it turns into a trans fat, okay, which is an artificial fat, which can then block the good fats.
So
it's kind of a lot of information there, but what I'd say to people, yes, if you cold oils, olive oil, hemp, linseed, all those kind of things, great as a cold oil, very nourishing. If you're cooking with oils, use coconut oil.
Okay. Right, so just to wind up then, so you're going to be giving some speeches in the in Bristol and London in the near future. If you want to find out more about you, the best, easiest way to is Google Stella Phillips, Food Goddess, Odysseus Banquet. They'll find you, read your blog, you've got a book coming out. And when the book's coming out, I want you to come back and talk to us more. And thank you for that. That was my lunch, that was. So I wish you all the best. You can, anybody's missed part of this interview, you can hear it again on our website in the very near future. Stella, lovely to have you this morning.
Thank you
for the chocolate.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you in the very, very near future.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I know that we are upside down.